Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast, and this broadcast is a happy birthday broadcast. It's a birthday broadcast. It's another one. My goodness, right? We had Paul's birthday the other night there, so you would have been able to hear that. Or yesterday rather. So yeah, go ahead, listen in. And so happy birthday. This one is to Carlo. He is the biggest liar. Just about the minimum. He doesn't lie about everything. But yeah, he does lie about marriage. And that's been interesting to listen to. Because he says he's not married, he's in a partnership. And then I was like, I pushed him about it. And I'm like, okay, Carlo, look at me treating folk like prostitutes like that. Do you know what I mean? And then, so once I pushed it to that, he all of a sudden, after like about a week, over a week of going on about not being married, all of a sudden, as soon as I pushed him to that point, he became married. I'm like, that's kind of magical. Did I just marry you? Not meaning marry him. Me, this is me like marrying him. Because look, I said that to someone the other day and I just realised maybe they thought I meant like I physically married him. No, like meaning like marrying the person and the other person together. As in like a minister of marriage. As in the presence of God. Oh my gosh. Anyway, that's what I meant. So yeah, so unless that happened, I don't know, but now he's kind of gone back into, it's just a partnership, so he's no longer married, it's now just a partnership again, so he goes on and off like a blinking yo-yo. Anyway, happy birthday to Carlo. He is cuckoo crazy as a coconut, but he has some great passes at rugby. really good in it, and he makes lots of good points as well. He does agree with many of the different kind of governmental points that we made with regards to some laws, but you know, stuff like that. Particularly with regards to smoking, you'll notice that the smoking ban came into effect actually earlier than it states on the internet. And I know that because I went through the experience of experiencing smoke in public long before they say online, and it wasn't long after that that the ban went into effect. So that's serenity, and that's real serenity. But anyway, that happened very, very quickly after that experience. I'm really fortunate. I haven't had any family members or close family members, certainly not, that smoked. Certainly not near me, so I was really fortunate. But when I was out there, I just saw what it was like for everybody. I experienced it myself, and without that experience, I wouldn't have known what other people go through. So that's been a big help to loads of people, tons of people probably, in terms of their health and stuff. And so we agree on things like that, we do, and he does make some points with regards to that. But yeah, some of the things to do with marriage and stuff, I'm just like, what are they going on about? And then another thing as well, like he says, he's not a believer, he doesn't believe in God, but he's Catholic. And then he shows me a picture of the Catholic saints, and he says he's not religious. And that is okay, because not everybody that is Catholic or Protestant or Reformed or whatever it is overly religious. We're not supposed to be, that's the whole point. We are supposed to keep to tradition that we're called to, that we can, but it's not to be the ultimate aim of things. It is to accept Christ and of course the grace with that. So that's completely like, that just kicks out all of that stuff completely in terms of religion or over religiousness. So I agree with that, but he really doesn't have any faith like at all. So I'm confused.com as to why on earth he's pulling out pictures of Mary, and then he's like, he doesn't believe, and so therefore he doesn't believe in Mary, and he blah blah blah. So he's just been daft as a brush. But yeah, so he also, I had actually said to my mum that he was one of the, he appeared to be one of the most important people with regards to, this is before all the further like stuff come out about marriage and things, but I was like, seems to be really important, like with regards to you know, the kind of other sort of like public sort of kind of fun side of things, if you know what I'm referring to. And so he's like, yes, Charles has said that he's like the most important man in the regiment. And so he was telling me all about that. So I'm saying, yeah, him, and he's right hand man. So there we go. He'll be in the Tower of London. That's where he'll be spending his birthday. Might be spending it in the dungeons of Stirling Castle. What do I see? But we've got a lovely, fun video up for him. And so, yeah, fuck, I've been having a wee laugh at that. That's good. I'm glad you enjoy it. Go and have a look on Facebook and you can see it there. So that's what I want to say, really. It's been crazier than crazy with regards to the Pretenders of the Faith. They are so funny. They're just like, I mean, it's hilarious, the amount of like nonsense that is spilled out. But it's good for a laugh. It's good for like court gesturing. But apart from that, yeah, on a serious note, yes, I'm still like doing things. Things haven't really changed for me. I've always been doing sovereign stuff. I've just become more and more aware of it. It was 2018 that it was becoming like really even more obvious and more of a commitment that was required. And that's why I'm so set on being faithful to God to the best of my ability, because I had a huge major experience that confirmed that level of sovereignty in the spirit with an actual visitation through Christ and with Christ. So I never experienced anything like that before in my life, like that. I'd experienced all the confirmation of it and the close communion with God, but that was something else. That really was something else in 2018. Anyway, going forward, people, of course, of the faith and things like that understand about these different things a bit more, and which is, it makes sense, but yeah, it's really good. I don't think Carl's going to experience that anytime soon, but never mind. Happy birthday, Carlo. And as I say, we decorated the Tower of London out. It's all ready for you. Go and make yourself at home and just enjoy it there. Okay. YOLO, you only live once. And of course, Stirling Castle Dungeons was the next one. All right. Okay. So there we go. Got that all sorted. Tick box. Tick, tick, tick. Okay. Have a wonderful day, everybody coming to this. Much love to all of you. I hope you have a great day ahead. Do check out the rest of Love Lighthouse podcast and also my Facebook as well for different updates. We're getting ready, God willing, of course. Everything's all God willing, all right? We're getting ready, though, for games coming up in Stirling. Wonderful hosts, stunning Stirling. I was there earlier on today. Very, very glad to have had the opportunity to be there. And it just brightened up. It was so dark, but then it just brightened up so much. Thank goodness. And I actually got to witness a rainbow over Stirling across from Wallace Monument. Okay, very important to our family as well, to the Semple family, is Wallace, all right, from way back. So being Scottish royalty, so very important. We care for everybody in the United Kingdom and beyond that as well. So that's got to be made very, very clear here when I say this. But anyway, that was back in those days, of course. There's strong connections. So there always will be a strong connection, whatever that means to come through in terms of God, that's going to happen. And yeah, I just keep putting God first, and that is the most important thing to do. So that being said, everybody, go and check that out. Lots and lots of games taking place in Stirling, as I say, and with Air. That'll be fun. I was having a bit of a laugh today earlier on with the guys. It was great fun. Just coming along to the end of the year again, like I knew God was doing this for a purpose, and it was like testing the faith of one of the guys, and he didn't have enough faith to go and order my role anyway, and he should have done, but Oh, much love to him. So much love to him. He's funny. He's daft. He does give it out. A lot of them give it out. Can they take even a tenth of it? I don't know. Hope so. Much love to him anyway. And all the best, everybody. As I say, take a look on Facebook. See what some of the updates are. Keep updated here. And many, many blessings. Thanks again for joining in.